This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah has assured the restoration of statehood to Jammu and Kashmir after the assembly polls. Addressing a public meeting in Jammu today, he said the coming assembly elections in J&K are historic as it is taking place for the first time under the national flag and the constitution following the abrogation of Article 370 by the Modi government. Mr. Shah also accused the Congress National Conference Alliance of making attempts to revive the old system. He said the NDA government will not allow the revival of terrorism, autonomy and injustice with any community including Gujjars, Pahari, Bakarwals and Dalits who were granted reservation by the BJP dispensation. The Home Minister is in Jammu on a two-day visit to boost the BJP's election campaign for the three-phase assembly elections beginning on 18th of this month. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the progress of the construction work of high-tech Patna Medical College and Hospital at Patna, which is being developed as the world's second largest hospital. The central government is providing assistance to Bihar for the development of over 5,400-bed hospital with super speciality facilities. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that education is the medium which brings changes and eradicates the evils and bad practices from the society. He was speaking after inaugurating a Sainik school at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. The Vice President said that he is delighted to come to Gorakhpur Sainik School as he himself is an alumni of Sainik School Chittorgarh. Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh Yogi Adityanath in his address said, Gorakhpur is a center of education and health facilities for the population of around 3 crores living in adjoining Nepal, Western Bihar and Purvanchal region. This Sainik school will also play an important role in the education scenario of the region. The Gorakhpur Sainik school is the first Sainik school in eastern Uttar Pradesh and the second Sainik school run by the Uttar Pradesh Sainik School Society. Union Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya has said that the government is committed to provide all kinds of facilities to the athletes and coaches as so that they can get better training. Mr. Mandaviya said the government is developing sports infrastructure of international standards for the athletes so that they can perform better in sporting events. Mr. Mandaviya said this while felicitating the Paris Paralympic athletes who returned to New Delhi today. The athletes who were felicitated were gold medal winner Avani Lekra, silver medal winners Manish Narwal and Pranav Surma, and bronze medalist Mona Agarwal, Rubina Francis and Rakesh Kumar. Nagaland government has announced a cash reward of 1.5 crore rupees to Hokkato Hotose Sema for winning bronze in the men's F57 shot put event at the Paris Paralympic Games 2024. In a social media post X today, Chief Minister Nifuryo said the state is proud of Hokkato Hotose Sema on winning bronze at the Paralympics Games in shot put event. He said the state government will recommend his name to the Government of India to bestow him with Arjun Awards. In Paris Paralympics 2024, India have so far won a total of 27 medals, 6 gold, 9 silver and 12 bronze. Sprinter Simran will participate in the women's 200-meter T12 final. Dilip Gavit will take part in the men's 400-meter T47 final and Navdeep in the men's javelin throw F41 final today. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast enhanced rainfall activity over Odisha, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Telangana during the next 4 days. The IMD added that extremely heavy rainfall is likely over coastal Andhra Pradesh and Yanam tomorrow. The weather agency has also forecast very heavy rainfall over East Rajasthan today and over Telangana, Odisha and Madhya Maharashtra for the next 3 days. Meanwhile, heavy rainfall conditions will prevail over West Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, West Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Gujarat region, Chhattisgarh, Konkan and Goa today. In Northeast India, these conditions will be present over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura during the next 7 days. And the festival of Ganesh Chaturthi is being celebrated today across the country with great devotion. The day marks the birth of Lord Ganesha, who is a symbol of wisdom, prosperity and good fortune. People place clay idols of Lord Ganesha in their home and worship them during the 10-day long festival. And that is the end of this news.